An Australian man has been released in Afghanistan after being taken hostage by the Taliban more than 3 years ago. 50-year-old Timothy Weeks and his American colleague, 62-year-old Kevin King, were freed as part of a prisoner exchange for senior Taliban commanders. The pair was teaching English at a Kabul university when they were abducted at gunpoint in 2016. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports.
A hostage video released just 5 months into the more than 3 years the pair spent in captivity showed Australian teacher Timothy Weeks in a state of emotional distress.
We ask that the American government and the American University of Kabul please speak to the American government to ask for our exchange so that we may return home and be with our family again. To be with my father, to be with my mother and my brothers and sisters, so that we're not left here alone. I don't want to die here, not alone, not here.
Timothy Weeks's father, Mervyn Weeks, said he believed the Australian government had done enough to help his son.
Very relieved. All I want to say at this stage is that I want to thank all those who have supported us and prayed with us for this eventuality.
Mr. Weeks said he was yet to speak to his son himself and was unsure whether he'd be returning to Australia.
I don't know. I know what's in place, but I don't know what he will want.
Afghan journalist Bilal Sawari.
These prisoners have to be really shifted from house to house, door to door, because they fear night raids, they fear drone strikes. And life in a Taliban prison, which is usually a house or a house of someone, is not really one would really describe as comfortable.
Mr. Sawari says the US would have signed off on the prisoner swap, including the agreement to release three Taliban commanders who are part of the brutal Haqqani network, which has been responsible for some of the deadliest suicide bombings in Afghanistan in recent years.
But from here on, we will have to see whether we will see a clear reduction of violence, where we will see no more suicide attacks, for example.
There are hopes the prisoner exchange could be a step towards the first direct peace negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. The US State Department issued a statement after the prisoners were freed, saying a political settlement is necessary for Afghans to achieve peace and to prevent international terrorists from ever again using Afghanistan as a platform. But this prisoner swap could also lead to an escalation in violence and hostage taking. Here's Afghan journalist Bilal Sawari again.
There are fears that from now on, militant groups can really continue to kidnap foreign or Afghan nationals, knowing that they could really have a deal with the Afghan government or with its Western allies.
Afghan journalist Bilal Sawari ending that report from Siobhan Hinyu.